Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated every morning, twitching away. And thanks to everyone for calling, for texting, for emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
Yes, indeed. And thanks to our executive producer. He is Dustin William Rhodes.
He came to toss me their toss ball that they do in between innings. So he tossed it to me. I guess probably Friday I'll go get Tommy White to sign it for me and maybe kiss my Bobo.
That's an LSU fan who was struck in the head by a home run.
Ouch, that hurts.
But still could talk. It still makes sense. Had a better accent than Brian Kelly. And thank you, Tylen Farengol, for your wonderful contribution. Brandon, with a rare day off, thank you for your help.
Absolutely not. We are going down. All souls have perished.
Roma Dunze on if he would be able to land an airplane smoothly as a pilot.
That was back at the combine, I think. He was fine yesterday, and he said he would have definitely landed it had he been in the cockpit.
Pretty funny.
Pretty funny stuff.
Would you land an airplane? I mean, really? Oh, yeah. It'd be great. You should have me be your pilot.
Better than some questions that get asked at the combine.
It's Layla Wednesday! Layla Mahimi in the house! Yes! And we got the great Lawrence Holmes! And Lawrence! And Dan Bernstein's here, too!
Hello, everybody.
Sure, this could be it. Uh-huh. Bears.
Bears.
How are we doing?
Pretty good. I'm very happy for this is now a phenomenon that I truly enjoy with people on Twitter. We jokingly on this show call it the Holmes maneuver. And on FanDuel, what we tell people is if we see the Bulls up on an opponent that can get them, or if the White Sox are up, you might want to fade them. And people faded the White Sox last night when they had a nice, big, juicy lead, and they made some money. And that makes me happy that a way that people are enjoying this is by putting some money in their pocket. So shout out to them for pulling the Holmes maneuver last night and getting themselves richer on FanDuel.
You can use all that money to buy a $12 latte at one of the many Foxtrot locations. Wait.
That was wild yesterday. See, I initially thought that there was just a couple local things or some kind of restructuring. That's a Chapter 7 national dunzo locked doors.
They violated the WARN Act. You're supposed to give people 60 days notice. That will cost them.
It'll cost what's left of them. Good luck getting any dollars. I mean, if they're
rattle the cage.
I'm saying if they're Chapter 7, I don't know that there's going to be a dollar. You'll get pennies on the dollar if that.
I'm sure the Bernstein and Holmes show will be on the cover of the Tribune talking about it.
A picture of us as Foxtrot, Doms, declare Chapter 7 bankruptcy.
Just me, Dan, and Layla
That's all right. Sitting there. The
locals.
Face of it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting about that. That was hilarious to me.
I read a tweet today that said yesterday was January 6th for, what did they say, women who graduated Big Ten schools with marketing degrees.
No, they're still T-Box.
T-Box? What's T-Box?
That bar crawl they do up in
Wrigley. Okay. So
for the
I
holidays.
See. So that they'll still be all right.
Isn't it the 12 bars of Christmas or something? I got here and I was already too old for that, thankfully. That was after and before my time.
Mully, did you watch the collapse yesterday?
I was aware of it. I was monitoring it. It was difficult to watch everything, and frankly, I thought they were doing well.
They were.
And then I did not think that I feel like the White Sox are now fated to lose more than 120 games.
I think that's
too hard to do.
I think they're going to make a run.
I think that's too hard to do.
110.
But I do think some of the discussion, like the stunt that of the Billy Martin move of poor. Why would Ozzie Guillen want anything to do with that dugout? And why not?
Why wouldn't?
Well, because
Charlie Montoyo has experience,
and nobody buys a ticket to watch anybody manage.
See, you're right, generally speaking, but Ozzie Guillen would stimulate the fan base in a way that
maybe for a day. He can't do anything about this.
I'm not saying he could do anything about this, but they would be much more interesting and relevant in the local sports scene in a lot of ways than if you promote Charlie Montoyo.
Well, but your guy is Justin Jersley. I mean, the guy you've groomed is your AAA manager.
Who groomed him?
Chris Getz.
He doesn't like the team.
The guy that you have had in your organization, he was like a 26-year-old manager at Kannapolis, wherever he was.
Right.
And you had to fire Wes Helms because he was a scumbag. You had to fire Omar Vizquel because he was a scumbag, or worse, bordering on criminal. And so you've got your golden child. Your golden child is right there in Charlotte.
Why should we accept that he's a golden child?
I'm talking.
You've been pushing this guy,
I know,
and I don't understand
I'm
why.
I don't know the guy. I don't know the guy. He could walk in the room. I wouldn't
I'm
be able to recognize
about
him.
Conceding a season on April 24th is a bad idea. You fire the manager. It's not fair. Ozzie Guillen is there, and
David, he should be fired for cause.
Well, whatever. I'm not going to argue with that.
He had a team that was the most underachieving team in baseball last season. This is the icing on a terrible cake here. This is the proof.
Pedro shouldn't be here just because it would make things awkward. At least you do have a manager sitting next to him that if you're worried about, well, who's going to manage the team? Someone has good managerial experience sitting right next to him.
There are many people who still think in baseball they're confused by the fact that the Blue Jays fired Montoyo anyway, but they did it because they wanted to send a message to their players that they were earnest about a playoff contention. It was circumstantial at that point.
You can't keep standing there doing nothing.
There's a more qualified person standing next to him.
We're not going to point whose fault it is or who's. We know what the fault is, and we know who's to blame. But the bottom line is, you've got to change what's happening right now somehow.
I feel for Pedro to some extent that he's the one who has to keep going out there and talking. But he also took a big swing when he got hired. He called out people. He called out their work ethic. It was something that got him the job. And unfortunately, that means that you're also going to be expected to help fix it. And after last year, and then what we're seeing now, I have no faith.
You've got a massive credibility problem.
Yeah.
As an organization, you've got a massive issue that is not going away anytime soon. You've got to do something that even incrementally regains a measure of the credibility that you have squandered.
I think it's
lost.
Shot. I think they're so far beyond that.
But we can say that because we're sitting here.
If you're employed
by the White Sox,
I just think they're in a stagflation on the curve here, where they've broken the curve at this point. I don't know what you're chasing. I really don't. Or organizationally,
you're chasing at best the 11th overall pick in the draft,
and that's the
because
Layla,
you're
that
a
is
revenue
it.
Sharing team.
That's
because
the other
a
part of this.
Sharing team.
You get nothing for this.
Correct.
Misery.
That's and that's the part that needs to be. I was trying to explain to people on Sunday. The way that you used to be able to be bad to be good does not exist anymore.
Right. They've gotten rid of it in baseball.
And for a good reason, I think.
Yes.
That's the funny part about the backdrop of the Cubs and Astros. It's because I was talking about this yesterday. The last time those two teams met was 2013. That season, as bad as 12 was for the both of them, where they both had lost 100 games, that season the Cubs still lost 96 and the Astros lost 111. And yeah, it was the back-to-back 3-1-1s, and that's still something Tampa, for example, is reaping the benefits of because of how they were able to trade those pieces for other pieces and build a foundation.
Baltimore lost a lot. Where are you at? What do you got?
Everything. This is a big day for the Bears as they're about to announce that they want to get in our pockets again, even though we still owe $600 million on the previous Soldier Field plan. They're lining up their lobbyists, and they are getting ready to carve away other people's money to pay for their stadium. So that's a big no from me. And we're going to talk about the NFL with Mike Florio. We've got High Noon. Who's your guy today at noon? Some White Sox stuff and plenty of reaction to all things Bears.
Have a great show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.